with diverse flora and fauna, magnificent natural landscapes, and an ecological biosphere that supports life. This wondrous planet is our earthly home. From our animal co-inhabitants to the lush rainforests and life-giving soil, we cherish all these as gifts from the Creator. It is a common theme in the world's major faiths that during our temporary stay here, we should be good stewards of Mother Earth. Throughout the years, Supreme Master Qinghai has shared the message of leading a balanced life while following a spiritual path. Not only we must nourish our spirits, but we share the responsibility to care for nature and our fellow beings. In light of recent scientific evidence stressing the grave state of our planet caused by climate change, Supreme Master Qinghai affirms the important message she has noted for over the past 2 decades. We must be vegetarian, meaning an animal-free diet, and practice sustainable living. Today we present to you Supreme Master Qinghai's discussion on climate change entitled Benevolent Messages from Mars, Be Virtuous and Save the Earth, via video conference with Supreme Master Television staff in Los Angeles, California, USA, on January 18, 2009.
You're beautiful.
Yeah, you're beautiful, Master.
Happy New Year, kids.
Happy New Year.
Happy New Year, Master.
What is the occasion today?
Most beloved Master, we are so deeply grateful that you are taking some of your precious time to be with us today. Thank you for blessing us with your most loving and beautiful presence. Your wise and compassionate example continues to lead us and the world into a golden age of peace. We look forward to the day, with the help of your unconditional grace, when all beings on this planet will be cherished and will live in a joyful paradise called Earth. Thank you, Master.
Thank you for inviting me. How are you guys?
Great!
Great, thank you, Master. Master.
All right, good. Working for a little while longer, okay?
Yes, okay. Master.
Okay.
For the sake of others, okay?
Okay,
Master.
Then we will see what else we do.
Okay.
Before we start it, I want to say something. I want to thank you, you know? You have also many good ideas, and you are diligent, yes, and you are dedicated, which is very, very good of you. And good for you, and good for the planet. Okay, let's hope. So, with the days, you know, you improve a lot, and I'm very proud of you guys, and thank you, huh?
Thank you, Master.
So, is there anything I can do for you today? Any question?
On the news recently, NASA scientists say that the methane cloud recently detected on Mars could be produced by geological or perhaps even life-related activity on the planet. We had also interviewed Dr. Michael Meyer of NASA's Mars Exploration Program regarding this, and he said that the methane measurements they found are localized and that it is being produced or released recently. However, he said what's very interesting about these findings are that they actually do not know the cause of it. We were so excited to learn about this news about Mars.
And Master, during the conference with Seoul Center Korea, you had promised that there would be a time to speak more in detail about Mars, and particularly about their own past planetary crisis. Why haven't you told us anything since then?
Did I promise? Yeah? Okay, a promise is a promise. Okay. I didn't tell anybody because there are several reasons. The first reason is that the Korean people has never asked me again. So I forgot, you know, being busy every day. Yes. And have dogs and birds and all that, yeah. And a group meditation, etc. Now, another reason is that I worry that the earthling might search and try to find the survivors of Mars, and it might not be very favorable for them, yeah, for their existence. And another reason is I have to ask their permission whether or not I should disclose all that you wanted to know about them. So I got their permission. Yeah. But I have forgotten all about it, you know? You know, I have done some research about it with the Martian people. And I've got some notes, you know, but it's been a long time and they've been laying around with my cooking recipes and all kind of others, other documents that, okay, but if you ask, I will try to look for the right answer if I have in my notes. And if you are patient, I will give it to you accordingly, okay?
Thank you, Master. Yes, Master. Thank you. We have a lot of questions.
Go ahead.
First question. May we know exactly what happened to the Martians?
Exactly what happened. Wow. That takes a long time, yeah? But, okay, I will try to check out where is the document, yeah? Will you be patient, okay?
Yes.
Yes, ma'am.
Yeah, it's been a long time and I haven't got a time to even sort them out, you know, like alphabetically or anything. Let me see. What exactly happened, huh? Okay. Okay. It happened about 40 million years ago.
Hmm? Wow.
The mass extinction happened 40 million years ago. Okay, maybe you ask a little bit more detail and then I will answer you one by one. How about that?
Okay.
Okay.
Because if you just ask like that, I will have to write a book. You ask one by one, not like ABC all together, and then I have problem searching in my documents here because I wrote them during like half meditative state of mind, and I had to scrabble them in the middle of the night under a small light and worried to wake up the dogs and break up my concentration and all that stuff. So, you know, you take it easy on me, okay, huh?
Yes, okay, Master.
Okay.
Okay, you ask more, and then we will find it, okay?
Master, were there any survivors? And how many were there? Thank
there
you, Master.
There were survivors. Yes, yes, there were survivors. The first survivors were about 2 million people. And now they have about 5,800,000.
Oh, wow.
How yes, were they able to survive?
Let me think. Let me see if anything else. Okay, yes, yes. That's it. The final survivors at that time. It's 2 million.
Where and how do the Martians live?
They live underground, and they live very frugally, recyclingly, spiritually. I think I have told a little bit with some Korean people already. Where do they live? I check it out for you. Where do they live, huh? You know, the survivors. First, they live in a less polluted area. There were some pockets of less polluted area in Mars at that time. Less poisonous. they survive, and they start picking up pieces, and then they go into the underground caves, and they dig tunnels, and live in there. The survivors slowly get in touch with each other during the 20 years period, until most of them are contacted with each other. First, telepathically, of course, nah? And then physically. Then they gather together, dig up more and deeper tunnels and caves underground, and arrange for more comfort and community. Is there anywhere else I can tell you? Okay. They occupy like one-third part of Mars and are near each other now, and they build roads and streets and all that. Here, they would start to dig tunnels and big spaces, big ceiling, about 10 meters high, yeah? And between the ground and the ceiling, about 10 meters high, some part of it underground. And they have like 5 stories space, yeah, in between them, yes. They found the underground water, river, and they live nearby. Most of the people live near the underground water. I told you take it easy on me because my information is all over the planet here, you know?
Okay.
And what else? Where and how they live? There might be some more information, you know? Before they live like a little bit far away and spread around all over the planet, underground, but now they kind of gather together almost nearby in the same vicinity and live together as one nation.
Wow.
Okay, I check out any more information before you ask another question. Because I have noticed, you know, it's not like ABC or, you know, it's not like organized things. I really had no time, but because you want to know, I try my best. I think that's it, and you can ask more, and then we find more information, yeah?
Okay, thank you, Master.
Hello, Master.
How are you?
I'm fine, thank you. How are you?
Ah, very good, very good.
I have some question, Master.
Please.
Is this latest news about NASA discovery of methane related to the Mars people living underground?
Could be, yes. You know, because they have to pump their toxic gases from their activities from underground to the surface of Mars so that they can detox and purify the air that they breathe. Okay.
Okay, thank you, Master. Next question. Since how long have Martians been living underground?
Since after the mass destruction on Mars, they've begun to live underground ever since then.
I see.
Yeah.
Thank you. And the Martians currently living underground, are they aware of what had happened in their planet history?
They have been told. They pass on the knowledge of what happened of their planet to their children and grandchildren. Even though it's 40 million years ago, they retain the history of what happened so that the descendants know how to take care of what they have and not to be careless and not to be so destructive anymore, but more virtue and, you know, spiritual. They must live like that. Okay.
Yes, and Master, during the destruction of the planet, how did they die?
Oh, terrible. Let me check. The mass extinction came. They die, not only human beings and there, but the animals also, they die by 2 main poisonous gases, namely hydrogen sulfide and nitrous oxide, plus methane at the third course. But hydrogen sulfide and methane from the livestock began to warm the climate and then trigger more other gases from the ocean, from permafrost and glacier around their planet, just like what's happening to our planet right now. Let me see if anything else I need to... Okay, I check, okay? One moment. I'm checking if anything else. And okay, they die, you know, agonizing death, you know, not like quick death, but slow. It takes men and animals around 4 days to die a very painful and suffocating slow death. As the destruction happened too fast, no one can help anyone. 90% of the populations, including animals, they die. And then sometimes later, another 5% also die. And then a while later, 3.8% also die. Only 0.2% of them escape, you know, around 2 million, into the underground caves. And then they dig deeper, longer, and they live next to the underground river, and that's how they survive. Check out anything else. I think that's it, huh? Yeah, okay. If any more, I tell you later.
I would like to ask one last question. Are the Martians working on restoring their planet to its original state right now?
They can't. It's not for human to even restore this kind of catastrophically destructed planet. But the planet will revive itself, you know, by natural process. And it takes 1 more million years. Well, I check it out. Yeah, 1 million years more and Mars will be inhabitable. Yeah. Small bushes will begin to grow, and then weeds and grass, and you know, and then fruit trees, etc., etc. River and stream and sea will begin to form again, and gradually human and animals will be able to settle on Mars surface again. I think that's it. Nothing more.
Thank you very much, Master.
You're welcome. If you're not satisfied, you can ask for more explanation, okay?
Yes, Master.
We thank you for your presence on today's Between Master and Disciples. Tune in next Friday for part 2 of Supreme Master Qinghai's exciting discussion titled, Benevolent Messages from Mars, Be Virtuous and Save the Earth. Animal World or Co-Inhabitants is up next, right after Noteworthy News. Here on Supreme Master Television. May the Providence guide us in wisdom and love.